Next door.
Almost.
Almost. Or if he slipped and he went this way.
And back, he went backwards.
Backwards.
Backwards. Uh-huh. Like the fella told him. Just do it backwards, he says. Uh-huh. He fell backwards.
Somebody might say, well, suppose you happen to have been in Jackson. And they said, well, I haven't seen you all week. Where have you been? And he said, well, I was what?
Well, it was depending on what he was doing down there.
What I'm wondering is, would you say over in Jackson or up in Knoxville? Or?
Up in the New England States, they say down east.
Yes.
I've often wondered why they said down east when it was it would be up east, it appeared to me.
Right.
Because if we'd say go to Jackson, we'd say down to Jackson.
Down to
up to Memphis, or over to Birmingham. Over to Greenville, Mississippi. But I've heard him use that expression up there down east so much. When it was north.
Mm-hmm.
Never could get that, why they meant down east. When there were people in New York say they're going down east. Well, I was going in on an airport at Kennedy. And there were two bus drivers, and they were talking. One of them says, where are you going to spend your vacation? He says, I always go down east for my vacation. Said, it's very beautiful up there in October. And
up.
Yeah, he was going up in New Hampshire. Now, how do you figure he went down east when it was when he was going?
That's a wonderful example of what's called idiom, isn't it?
Right.
I went down east because it was beautiful up there.
He said he always went down east because the scenery was so beautiful up in New Hampshire during the fall. It was in October.
Uh-huh.
And it was so beautiful up in October, he always went down east for his vacation. Well, if down would have been coming south to me, but...
to him... Apparently he was not aware of the fact he was talking about how beautiful it was up there, going down.
But it was going down east to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Always went down east, he said, in October to see the beautiful scenery and the colors, these two bus drivers.
If you see someone coming, let's set something like that. Suppose you were up in Memphis, and so I haven't seen him for a long time. You might say to somebody, I guess who I saw in Memphis, and Joe Smith, and say, yes, I what in Memphis? I ran into him.
I ran into him.
Ran across him.
Ran across him. Maybe that would be okay. Ran into him. Ran across him. Met him.
Did you ever hear anybody say, I ran afoul of him?
Oh, yeah. Ran afoul of him, sure.
But what does that mean? Does that mean that you didn't get along too well?
Well, you could say, like I had a fellow not long ago, I ran afoul of a highway patrolman down the highway. He meant he wasn't exactly looking for him, but he ran afoul of him and he stopped him and gave him a ticket.
Uh-huh.
Well,
it
means it wasn't such a happy meeting, but you ran afoul of something like that.
And then suppose you... you want to say, yes, I saw him on the street. He was coming
at me.
Coming at or toward.
Coming at me.
And you say, well, where does he live? And you say, well, now he lives, and I'm interested again, up, down, over.
Well, depending on where he lived.
Suppose he lives with a family, the Brown family. Say, well, he lives...
Well,
he lives up at the Browns or over
at so and so, depending on the direction from where they were, I guess it would be if it was this way, he'd live up there with the Browns or over there with the Browns, or as the case may be.
Mm-hmm. And suppose you say, do you know him? And he said, no, I've never met him, but I've what?
Heard of him.
And have you seen him? And you said, no, I haven't.
Not lately. Haven't seen him lately.